So good to see all of you here at Oasis Christian Center this morning. I am Pastor Sharon and this is Pastor Rock, and we just want to say welcome to each and every one of you. And I'm not sure if I see any new faces this morning, but if this is your first time here at Oasis, we ask you to just raise your hand. That way our ushers can give you a card this morning. Amen. And we just, let's give everybody a hand clap of praise and, or a hand clap of welcome this morning. And praise, I guess. I'm sure you've done something to be praiseworthy for this morning. Oh, God has a sense of humor, so we can too.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Turn it over to Pastor.
One thing I want to remind everybody, we have the Father's Breakfast next Sunday. Mm-hmm. It is at 9:30. There's lots and lots of food. We want all the guys to come and just enjoy it. We always have a good time at it, but we want to remind you of it. It's next Sunday morning before the service. Mm-hmm. And now I want to speak a blessing over you. From Numbers 6:24 through 26, the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord turn his face toward you and give you peace. And also Jeremiah 29:11. For I know the plans that I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you hope and a future. And I would also like for y'all to stand up this morning. I know we stand up and sit down in here a lot. And I want to do neighbor looking time a little different this morning. I want you to look at your neighbor. I want you to smile at your neighbor. I want you to point at your neighbor. And I want you to say this. The favor of God,
the favor of God
is on you in a greater measure.
In a greater measure.
Now what are we doing? We're speaking the blessing, just like I spoke the pastoral blessing over y'all a second ago. Mm-hmm. You're speaking to your neighbor and you're speaking a blessing over them. So let's say that again. The favor of God,
the favor of God
is on you in a greater measure.
In a greater measure.
The goodness of God,
the goodness of God
overtakes you.
Overtakes you.
Happy surprises.
Happy surprises
happen to you.
Happen to you
this week.
This week.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God.
Yes.
Glory to God.
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 Glory.
Glory to God.
Glory. 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 Hallelujah.
One more.
God.
God is your unfailing source of supply.
Is your unfailing source of supply.
And large sums of money.
And large sums of money.
Large blessings.
Large blessings.
Huge happy surprises.
Huge happy surprises.
Come to you quickly.
Come to you quickly.
Under grace.
Under grace.
In perfect ways.
In perfect ways.
This week.
This week.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. You're ready to receive it this week, aren't you? Amen. I receive it for myself. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Give God praise. Amen. Give him praise this morning. He is a good God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. He's good to us, isn't he? All the time. Amen. You ready for the word this morning?
Yeah.
Praise God. God is great, isn't he? Yeah. He's awesome in this place this morning. He's already moving and he's working in this service today. So be ready to receive what God has for you. Amen. The title of my message this morning is, This is God Speaking. Hallelujah. Turn to John chapter 10. And this is a very familiar scripture, and it's a short scripture, but it is a powerful, there is so much in this scripture right here. Verse 27, John 10:27, my sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. God's sheep, amen, hear his voice. So that tells me right there that God is speaking, or he wouldn't say, my sheep hear my voice. He's speaking to you today. He speaks to you every day, amen? And we hear his voice, and we know him, and we follow him, amen? We've got to know him, don't we? See, he doesn't want us to just stop at salvation. He wants us to know Him in a personal way. He wants us to be so close to Him and know Him so much that when He speaks, we know that is God speaking. Amen. That is God speaking. Now, God does speak to us in different ways, in many different ways. He knows what it's going to take for you to get to hear Him. Amen. So many people get caught up, well, I don't hear God this way, and so-and-so hears God like this, and, you know, there must be something wrong with me. I must not really be hearing God. Well, God knows how to speak to you. Well, you will hear Him. Amen. So don't compare it to anybody else. You are a unique person this morning. God created you uniquely. Amen. And so God speaks to you one-on-one. Hallelujah. Now, we all want to hear from God, but the good news is this morning that God wants to speak to us more than we even want to hear Him. Amen. He wants to speak to you. It's His desire to speak to you. He wants you to know Him, that He is talking to you. Amen. Hallelujah. Now, God speaks to all of His sheep. You know, so many people think God only speaks to the minister. No, that's not true. God speaks to every one of His children, every one of His sheep. No matter what your position in life is, you know, you might be a housewife. Well, God's speaking to the housewife, amen? Hallelujah. You might be a plumber or a doctor or a mechanic. Whatever your position is in life, God is speaking to you. Amen. Hallelujah. Now, a lot of people think God speaks, but it's not that, or a lot of people think, well, God doesn't speak to me. Yes, He does. It's not that God's not speaking to you. It's that you are not recognizing that that is God.
That's right.
Amen. So sometimes it is a learning process. See, we get so afraid that it's not God that we just stop listening when God's trying to get through to us. It is a learning process. We have to practice. Amen. We have to practice to learn that what is God's voice. Amen. And was not God's voice. And God is the good shepherd. He will lead you. He will guide you. He will show you. He has patience. My goodness, if He didn't have patience, where would we be? Amen. Hallelujah. So He wants to speak to you. He is speaking to you. And He wants to teach you how to hear His voice, to recognize His voice this morning. Amen. Now, Mark chapter 4 and verse 9 says, "And He said unto them, He that hath ears to hear, let him hear." Well, He wasn't talking about our physical ears. He's talking about our spiritual ears. Amen. So he that has ears to hear, you've got the Spirit of God on the inside of you this morning. You know, and He says, if you've got ears to hear, amen, let him hear. Let him hear. Now, God will speak to you when you pray. He will speak to you when you pray. A lot of people be like, well, how can I hear God? Well, you know, we have to set ourselves in position to hear from God. And so one thing that you need to do to hear from God in prayer is to get quiet. Get in a quiet place. Because I guarantee you, when you start praying, the telephone's going to ring. Something's going to come up that you've got to take care of right at that minute. So you have to close everything off. Turn the TV off. Turn the cell phone off. Turn the computer off. Everything that is a hindrance everything that would be a distraction, amen, put it aside. Get away from it. Amen. And focus on God. Amen. Just set yourself in a position where you will be able to hear from God. And another thing is, set aside the things that will come against your mind. So we have to set our minds, amen. Set aside, we have to quiet our minds. See, that's one thing that the enemy uses is our minds are so busy thinking about other things, but we have to purposely quiet our minds. Amen? Set aside the problems. Set aside the things that went wrong that day. Set aside the bills. Set aside all these things, all these distractions, all the clutter going on in our minds. Amen? So we can hear from God. All the things that will keep you from focusing on God, set them aside. See, if you spend 10 minutes with God, personal experience with God, you could spend an hour with all these distractions, but you get more done in that 10 minutes. Amen? Amen? Hallelujah. Set them aside. Another thing that will help you in hearing from God is it's a good thing when you go to prayer to have pen and paper. It's a good thing because God will speak to you in prayer. Amen? Yeah. Come to God in prayer, expecting to hear from Him. Expect to hear something from God in prayer. I know when we go to intercession here at the church, I always take pen and paper. I always have pen and paper because I'm expecting God to speak to me. And you know, when God speaks something, I write it down. And you think, well, He must just really have a big, booming voice to you, and you just hear God and you just write all this stuff down. That's not necessarily true. It may be one little word that He gives that kind of stirs your spirit up. And you say, wow, let me write that down, amen? Because you think you're going to remember it, but you don't remember it most of the time. So I'll write it down, and then I'll go over that what the Lord has spoken to me later on. I'll refresh my memory on it, and I'll keep it going around in my spirit man. Uh-huh. Amen. So I write it down, and the way that God speaks to me mostly, now He speaks to everybody in a different way. He speaks to me mostly when I'm in prayer or even just praying. You know, it's a good thing to pray continually. We don't have to just be in intercession or whatever. Continual prayer. But when I am in intercession, the Lord usually speaks to me in scriptures. Or I might just be sitting in a service and a scripture comes up in my spirit. I write it down. I might not know right then what that scripture is going to help me with or what it's going to be for, but God will show me later. Uh-huh. Amen. And a scripture is a powerful thing. Because no matter what the enemy tells you, if God has given you a word, if He has given you a scripture, that is something that you can proclaim. You can declare it in your situation, no matter what it is. Amen? Amen. So write it down. And a lot of times when I've been in intercession, just praying in the Spirit, just praying even for other things, the Lord will give me the message that I'm supposed to teach the next service. Amen. How does God do that? He can speak to every one of us. If I say the same one thing, one subject, he can speak to you individually about your need.
That's right.
The Holy Spirit can do anything, amen? He'll get it to you. So he has actually given me many times the message that I'm supposed to speak the next service when I am praying in the Spirit or praying about something else. Amen. The Lord has even given me, when I'm praying. Now let me tell you, if you're not filled with the Holy Spirit this morning, I encourage you to ask God, amen, to fill you with the Holy Spirit. Does it mean that, does that have anything to do with your salvation? No, it has nothing to do with, you're just as saved without speaking in tongues, being filled with the Spirit with the evidence of speaking in tongues, as you are without it. But the Holy Spirit is your helper. He is your guide. He will come alongside you, amen? And he will show you things. And I am so thankful for the Holy Spirit. It's a free gift. It is a free gift. It will help you. It will help you so much to pray in tongues. Amen. I was ministering to someone the other night. And they were a new baby Christian. And they had been filled with the Holy Spirit, but they have not really spoken in the Spirit as much as they should. So I was encouraging them. See, the more you speak in the Spirit, the more the easier it will flow. And what the enemy does is when you first are filled with the Spirit and praying in the Spirit, the enemy will say, oh, that's not really tongues. That's not really, God didn't really give you that. That's not the real thing. You don't really have the real thing. Well, that's what the devil does. He's a liar and he's the father of lies. Amen. So we have to just press through that thing because praying in the Spirit is so powerful. It is a powerful force. Amen. And the Lord will show you things and he'll speak to you through praying in the Spirit. Now, I remember one time many years ago, I was praying. The pastor was at work and I was at home praying in the Spirit. And I felt a strong urgency to pray in the Spirit. Which, I mean, I prayed in the Spirit all the time anyway, a lot. Paul said, I speak more than you all. And so, you know, I practice speaking in the tongues a lot because our mind will wander. Our mind, you think you're thinking on God and all of a sudden you're thinking about the bills that are due. And so we have to pull ourselves back in. Amen? And praying in the Spirit is doing so much. Well, while I was praying in the Spirit, this particular day, I saw this this woman's face came before me. And so I was praying in the Spirit for her, praying in the Spirit. Now, sometimes I get a face, sometimes I don't. So I'm not saying, you know, if you're really hearing from God, you'll see somebody's face. I'm not saying that at all. But this particular time I did. And then I kept praying in the Spirit for them, praying in the Spirit for them. And the Lord showed me in this praying that this woman had a heart condition. Well, I didn't know that she had a heart condition. I didn't know that she had been ill. But the Lord showed me even details at this time, details about this woman's heart condition. And I knew nothing, I mean, even medical terms, I knew nothing about this kind of stuff. But I'm just praying in the Spirit. I'm just praying in the Spirit, praying in the Spirit for this woman. And so then Pastor came home from work, and I was telling him about it. How that, you know, the Lord showed me all this stuff going on with her in her heart. And he showed me how to pray for her. And that's why he will show you things. And so you will know how to pray for them.
Right.
Amen? Whether it's something for yourself or something for somebody else. Well, Pastor, I told him about it, and he didn't know that she had been ill either. And so, you know, we're just at the house having our dinner or whatever, and this woman calls the house, and she asked if Pastor could come over to her house. And so he did. He went, and he was there for a little bit. Come back home, he said that she told him that she had been ill and that she had been going to the doctor and had tests done, and they found out that it was a heart condition, and she described exactly what the Holy Spirit had shown me was wrong with her heart. And so I was able to intercede for her, and the doctor had the wisdom to know what medications to put her on, and then she got all right. Amen. See, our prayers are making a difference. Even when we don't think that they're making a difference, we might not know. See, that time we knew, we heard that, you know, that it had made a difference. But you may not ever hear.
That's right.
You may not know what your prayers are doing. But you need to just continue on. Continue on, amen? Because your prayers are doing mighty things. They are changing things. Amen? They're doing things. Praise God. Hallelujah. Now, I don't always get that kind of detail. I might not get it. I might not even know who I'm praying for. Or, you know, or what situation I'm praying for. But the Holy Spirit knows.
Right.
Amen. The Holy Spirit knows. But write down whatever you get. Even if it's the simplest little thing, write it down. Amen. And God will show you what it's for. You can be praying about one thing, and God may give you wisdom and direction concerning something else in your life. That has happened to us many, many times. Amen. Praying for somebody or praying about a certain situation, and we have been asking God about something in our personal life, and when we're praying for somebody else or somebody else's situation, God gives us the wisdom concerning the direction that we've been asking Him for in another situation. Amen. Amen. Are you getting this morning? Hallelujah. God has the answer to everything that you have need of. He has the answer. Ask Him to speak to you. Ask God to speak to you. And ask Him to confirm it. He doesn't mind if you ask Him to confirm the word that He has given you. Show me, God, that this is You. See, that's how we learn. He wants us to learn to hear His voice and how to follow His voice. Amen. Now, most of us are looking for success in life. And that's good. God wants us to be successful. But true success will come from hearing God's voice and following His voice. Amen? Hearing His voice and following His voice. He will lead you to success. Amen? How many times have we had decisions that we made without asking God? And how many times has God had to straighten our steps? James 1 and 5, and this is, I'm going to read this in the New International Version. It says, if any of you lacks wisdom, you should ask God, who gives generously to all without finding fault, and it will be given to you. So if you need wisdom concerning a direction or a certain situation, ask God, and He'll give it to you. Well, I love this translation. It says, without finding fault. Because that's where we mess up so many times. We're so busy thinking about how we don't measure up, how pitiful we are, you know, how we don't deserve anything from God. We don't deserve His attention. But that's not how God is looking at you. If you only knew how God sees you, oh my goodness, God accepts you. When you ask Jesus Christ into your heart, you are accepted in the Beloved. Amen. There's no ifs, ands, ors, or buts. You are accepted. Come to His throne, amen, with boldness. Boldly come to the throne of God. Boldly. See, the enemy doesn't want you to go boldly. He wants you to go afraid that God is angry with you. But God says it's wiped away. When you accept Jesus, all those things are wiped away. He doesn't even know what you're talking about. See, all of us think we have to, when we go to God, we've got to go through all the things that we've ever done wrong and ask for forgiveness over and over and over and tell God how pitiful you are, what a pitiful excuse you are as a Christian and all these things. No, that's what the enemy wants you to do. That's what he wants you to think. God accepts you. You are already accepted. You are already righteous as a child of God. Go to Him boldly. You know, ask Him. Ask Him. God is concerned about everything that concerns you. He's concerned about every part of your life. Ask Him about everything in your life, and He'll show you. He'll show you what vocation that He would have you to be in. He'd show you who to marry. He'll show you what town to live in. He'll show you what house to buy. He'll show you what car to buy. He will show you from the least little thing to the greatest thing. Amen? He's just saying, ask, ask, ask this morning. Amen? And He'll show you. Glory to God. Amen. And I'll end with this. Deborah, if you're closing out the service, you can make your way up. But I want to close with these quotes this morning. And these are just little food for thought quotes. So this one is by Brother Lawrence. He said, "There is not in the world a kind of life more sweet and delightful than that of a continual conversation with God. Those only can comprehend it who practice and experience it." Amen. Practice continual conversation with God. And this one is by Lisa something. I'll give it to you after church if you want to come to me. Okay, she said, "Unbroken companionship helps us hear His instructions, so then we can see His direction. We must not seek direction before obeying His instruction."
Amen.
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 Great quote. And this is by Lauren Cunningham. Says, "Hearing God is not all that difficult. If we know the Lord, we have already heard His voice. After all, it was the inner leading that brought us to Him in the first place.
Yes.
But we can hear His voice and still miss His best if we don't keep on listening. After the what of guidance comes the when and how." So we have to have continual conversation with God, amen. Continually go to God and ask for His direction. Continually lean on God, amen. Give Him a hand clap of praise this morning. Hallelujah. God is good. Amen. Praise the Lord.